For the past few days, we've been talking about procrastination and how to eliminate it, overcome it, and avoid it. I hope you've been trying out some of the tips that my expert panel have shared, and I'd love to hear from you on what works for you. There's so many different strategies. The real important thing here is that we put stuff in place. Now, understanding that procrastination is normal. Everybody, no matter who you talk to, in some aspect of their life has procrastinated. Those that are really strong in their business, though, have figured out how to overcome it so that they can move forward. So today I'm going to share a few more tips. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. So the tips I've been sharing have been from my expert panel, and I asked them, putting off critical tasks for a later date can break a business. How do you fight procrastination, and what's your number one favorite tip? And the tip I have to share for today, the first one, is from Debbie Rosemont of Simply Placed, and she says, set a deadline and be held accountable. She tells us, each week I talk with my accountability partner via phone. I share with her my critical goals and tasks for the week ahead and commit to getting them done. Knowing that she'll ask me about my accomplishments the following week keeps me motivated and ensures I block out time on my calendar to complete the tasks so that I can hold my head high when I report into her. This strategy helps me fight procrastination and is the one I share with my clients when we discuss the topic. And there's a lot of different ways that you can have accountability. Some people meet with their accountability partner over the phone. Some people will meet face to face. Some people just report in via email. Some people use a coach. But accountability is a really great technique. So thank you, Debbie, for sharing that. Another technique from Lori Krolik of More Time for You, she says, hit the bullseye. And she tells us, if there's a task I'm avoiding, I'll look ahead at my calendar and block out a chunk of time to get the project done. I color code that block in bright red, which is different than the other colors on my calendar. When that day arrives, I turn off all distractions for at least 45 minutes so I can really focus. After 45 minutes, if I haven't finished the task, I'll take a few minutes and then I jump right back into the task by repeating the cycle until it's done. And you know, that's a really great technique, the bullseye technique, and really diving in and focusing on it. So the color differential is something that you should think about as well when you're looking at your calendar. There's a lot of people that on their calendar don't use color and everything kind of blends together. So for me, I have my projects in a specific color and I have other things in other colors. So techniques that you can use for procrastination or other things. Now, Melinda Anderson of Southern Home tells us, ask yourself this. Is what I'm doing at this very moment moving me closer to my goal? Wow. You know, that's a strong question. That's a strong question for priority setting, is a strong question for a lot of things. But if you are procrastinating on things and by working on those things you'd move to closer to your goal, it can be a big motivator. And Lisa Schlucks from Timeline says, create deadlines by sharing your plans. So, another accountability perspective. She says the greatest blessing and curse of being a solopreneur is having no one looking over your shoulder. Most of us respond better to external deadlines, so create them by sharing your business plans and actions with others. Let's say you need to finally finish that ebook. If you send an email blast to your list telling them that your great new product will be ready next month, guess what? You're much more likely to get it done on time because you've stated the intention to others. So, Lisa shares a different form of accountability with us here today by saying, let your list know you're going to do it. And I know that technique's worked really well for me. Earlier in the year, I ran a Fire Up Your Biz, Enrich Your Life teleseminar series with 21 fabulous experts. And the way I got rolling on that was to set the date and let people know. Then I had to follow through on it, right? I'm a person of integrity. I had to be able to meet my date. And lastly for today, Faye Levau of Launchpad Publishing says, three questions to end procrastination. And she tells us, a task looms larger every time we set it aside. So ask yourself, number one,